So boot camp, day number two on day number one. I'm going to upload probably two a day, but I'm going to call it day two. It's not really about other people. It's about myself. We've heard preachers in the past who they start preaching and they get saved or they get convicted, you know. So it's never about you. I mean, it's never about others. It's about yourself. Anytime you're teaching, other people can be affected, but you're... See, what I'm doing is I'm just refreshing. The reason I'm doing a boot camp is because I want to be 100% free, 100% debt free. I want to get out of the corporate debt system. I want to get out of any kind of mind fog that I don't even know is there. So when I start speaking, let's say I see something in somebody else, not online, but offline or somewhere. It might even be in a restaurant or something. Something they say or something, or the way they're thinking. So I start speaking on it, right? And a lot of times what happens on the outside, see, it's all about your inner man. And so what happens on the outside, God is allowing you to be in this place to refine you, the refiner's fire. You might say, Lord, why am I in this crazy place? Why am I in this insanity? Why am I in this? Why am I going through this? Well, he can snap his fingers in a split second and change everything. But he's using it to try to get people saved. And then once they get saved, he's trying to pull you out of Babylon, because you're in Babylon. This is when you read the book of Corinthians, that's what we're in right now. The same stuff that was happening in Corinthians is happening right now. Laodicea. All those churches that are mentioned in Revelation, a lot of theologians, they say, is that talking about something in the future? Is that talking about the past? Or is that just talking about now? How is different kinds of churches now in different regions? And it's probably all the above, because God is outside of time and he's looking down here, and there's some people who had the mindset of Pergamos, the mindset of Laodicea, the mindset of Philadelphia, brotherly love, different church mindsets happen, hopefully, to push to revival. You see what he says. He said, you did good in this, you did good in this, you did good in this, but you still got you're letting Jezebel. I'm going to judge you. You're letting Jezebel control defile the church. He tells different churches, you did good in this, but you need to fix this. Notice, God is the perfect example of a leader. And notice how God admonished the churches through the angels, it looks like. That's another deep topic right there. God admonished the churches through the angels, the messengers. An angel's a messenger. But he always, as a leader, you did good, but you need to work on this. You did good, but you need to work on this. You're doing good, but you need to work on this. And we all learn from that. And I'm actually getting convicted of that right now. You're doing good, but you need to work on this. It's all faith alone and Jesus alone, yes. Praise God, hallelujah. But what do we need to work on? Separating from the world, cutting off the noise, Quit trying to have fun. This place is not about having fun. The biggest thing I see in society is everybody's talking about fun. Every time I pick up riders from the college I went to, and I say, yeah, I went to school here. They said, well, did you have fun? What do you mean? I didn't go to college to have fun. I went to study so I could get educated and get a job, you know? Fun. Did you have fun? And it's usually the women you pick up. It's the young women. You pick up the young women. And when I it's like clockwork. Every time I pick them up and I say, yeah, when I went to school here, they start to laugh and get all excited and say, oh, what year? Did you have fun? Did you live on campus? All they care about is fun. They'll take some kind of class, some kind of generic class. They're actually there. If you listen to them talk, 80% of those women there are looking for a husband. And they'll laugh about them. So, yeah, especially the freshmen, they'll reveal what they're doing. You'll hear them talking amongst each other. Yeah, what's his name? I'm talking to what's his name. What's his degree? What's he trying to do? Oh, he's going into engineering or something. Oh, yeah, you better stay with him. It's always about money and having fun, you know. They have to reveal it. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So yeah, we're saved by faith. We walk by faith, and we're set apart. We're seated in the heavens. It is finished. But while we're down here, is it all about just having fun? I mean, people in church say this. You sit beside them. Yeah, we're going to have some fun this weekend. You want to go? Fun? What are you talking about, fun? I'm not debt-free yet. I'm still working on it. What do you mean, fun? I don't have fun until I'm debt-free.
Really?
Seriously. Look up the word fun in the etymology. Look up the word fun in the etymology. It's a distraction. It's foolishness. They want you to have fun so you're not focused on your calling and your goal and your destiny. You say, well, you're splitting hairs. That's because you're under the... You think I'm splitting hairs because you've been programmed by the culture. You've been programmed by the bloodline. The TV, the music, Rihanna, Gaga, whoever singing, you've been programmed. They're building a little a box around you. There's already a box, but they're building smaller boxes to put you in a smaller and smaller box. And the debt money system, the money system is they're devaluing the dollar like crazy. That's why the prices go up. They'll say, even if you type in AI, you say, well, when they print a lot of money, does that what causes inflation? Well, there's many factors to inflation, blah blah blah. Well, if you take money out of the system, inflation goes away. If you add money, creates inflation. It devalues the dollar. They know this. But they got all they even lied to AI. AI is believing the lie. You print, if you got you got $200 in monopoly money, each person, and they say, here's some more money. We printed some more money. Now everybody gets this amount. You devalued the dollar. Well, how much is my hotel on Park Avenue or whatever it is? Well, that price went up. It's just like the money system's a monopoly game. If you can really grasp this, and it takes a while, if you can realize they just print money out of thin air. The money system is a monopoly game. And you know it is true because these video games like Second Life have their own money, their own digital money. And the more they print, the more it devalues. Why do you think they created those video games like Second Life and all the other ones that have money? Because they were experimenting. They were testing the system. Back in the day, some people became millionaires in Second Life, building property and selling it in a virtual reality. The rich got richer and the poor got poorer because they weren't using their brain. We were all ignorant. I'm not judging. We still got things. They set up systems so complicated, because remember, the devil is a master deceiver, right? Spiritual being. They set up systems so complicated that some of your bankers don't even know what's going on. They set up a medical system so complicated that some of the doctors don't even know what's going on. That's why when you go to the doctor, there might be a cure in your backyard, but they tell you to take this medicine. Think about Teladoc. So you call Teladoc. Say, I'm sick. What's wrong with you? Here's my symptoms. Okay. We'll send the prescription out. Go pick it up. In about an hour. Never looked at you. Never talked about your history. Nothing. You really think that works? Didn't take your blood pressure. Didn't take your pulse. Didn't look at your fever. Didn't look at your... They say, you got a fever? Well, slight fever. Well, don't look like you have an infection. Tell a doc. Tell a doc. Why even call Tell a doc? Just use Google. Use the AI, you know. The whole system's upside down. The whole system's a scam. And every system that's set up is to pull you into Babylon, is to pull you away from your common sense, to steal your soul, to steal your mind, your will, your emotion, your intellect, to pull you into a demonic person, take away your identity that's in Christ, to take and pull you into some kind of weird reality, whether it don't even have to be a... what do they call them? Catfish. It don't have to be a person catfish. It's a catfish with everything. Everything's a catfish. Everything's gaslighting. Till you get back to the natural, the root of things, you know? Like if you go walk around the block every day or jog a little bit or ride a bike, you're going to see a huge improvement. If you're just walking or jogging or riding your bike, not only does it make your leg muscles stronger, it actually affects your arms. Your arms get stronger because your body's a whole, many parts to make the whole, and it affects your whole body. He that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son hath not life, and the wrath of God abides on him. It's easy to see why the devil wants to make this thing so complicated and so convoluted, because it's so simple. The simplicity that's in Christ, that Jesus went to the cross for you, so simple that they don't want you to see it and get saved. Sinner man. And if they can make it look more complicated, you got to go here and do this and read this and go to this church and all. They got to make it religion. See, it's all religion. And the religion will never tell you how simple it is to get saved. Believe on Jesus. Admit you're a sinner. Receive Christ. The gospel's simple, but they don't want you to know how simple it really is. But first, you got to see your sin. You got to admit it. You got to see it first. Then before you can admit it, you got to see it. A lot of people say, I've never sinned. I've always been a believer. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous but sinners. Ella, this is real, people. And the game is real. And it's a demonic game, and it's a spiritual reality. But the natural mind can't see the spirit realm. And even if they get demon-possessed and the devil gives them some unseen stuff that they see, it's still a lie. They believe the wrong spirit. And the devil hates anybody who's given the simplicity that's in Christ, faith alone and Jesus alone. And they're coming after you. If you start speaking that, they will come after you. And God knows that. And God knows that it's too much for one person to handle it. So he's going to have to empower you to stand against all the forces of evil. And there's a lot of forces. Like I say, the whole system is against the truth. Anyway, that's not really a boot camp message, except for the fact that it's time to wake up to the fact that we're in Babylon right now. We're in Corinth, the Corinthians. We're actually in Corinth, in the city of Corinth right now. That's how bad it is.